This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Text me. I'm Todd Mitchell. 701-226-8503. Of course, if you text or email, you won't be the Delta Constructors One Call Doesn't All Call of the Day, which could be you. Which could score you some what's in your mind swag or something. Who knows? You never know. Call Eric today, not to become that, but he does turkey wall sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering, and electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flooring service, E&I services, electrical and instrumentation, DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all. 406-250-8151. Eric at 406-250-8151 or online at DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Delta Constructors. Meanwhile, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Scott Hennon is still off doing the fjords and stuff in Norvegia, but never fear. Oh, my gosh. John Trandum is here.
Hey, oh, my gosh. Todd. Glad to talk to you, man.
District 45 Republican chairman and senior fellow of the Institute for What's on Your Mind or whatever. Well, we got to make our own little version of what Rush Limbaugh has, you know, Advanced Institute for Conservative Studies. We need to have our own little Fargo and Bismarck campuses.
Like Trump University, right?
Camp I. No, don't use Trump University. That didn't exactly, it should have done better, but I guess it didn't.
Yeah, well, so it goes.
But the Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies, however, has been going on since the late 80s and is doing quite well. So
that's going strong. Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here to all parties involved, and thanks for keeping track of me here, Todd, and filling in the awkward silences that invariably manifest throughout the show. I got to tell you what, Todd, have you seen who our guests are yet today?
I have. Holy cow,
you believe it?
Not just an A-list, but like the quadruple A-list here.
They clearly don't know that it's a guest host sitting in when they agreed to do the program, but we've got for you today Dr. Walter E. Williams, and he's appeared with me on this show a number of times in the past, very generous with his time. We had a great conversation last show. It was a week and a day ago. It was last Monday when I hosted about education. And we had some what I called controversial comments from the president at NDSCS in Wahpeton about college education, and we'll revisit that topic a little bit. But I wanted to bring on an expert, and Dr. Walter E. Williams has some great commentary with regard to the status of education in America, both at the high school and the college level. And he details it in his book, American Contempt for Liberty, which is a collection of essays, and they're topical. So there's an entire section on education. So I'm very interested in bringing him into the conversation. I think he'll have some enlightening comments to share with us. Also, Steve Forbes. We haven't heard from Steve Forbes for quite a number of years. I certainly haven't. I know he's been on the program before years back, but presidential candidate in 1996 and also in 2000, and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media to discuss tax reform. Now, that's something we haven't talked a lot about or heard a lot about from President Trump, because they've been so tangled up in the health care reform that they've not gotten to tax reform yet. So I think it'll be interesting to hear from Steve Forbes to weigh in on those issues. So phone numbers to the show, we'll have open phones till the bottom of the hour here when Dr. Williams will join us, are 701-258-0550 or toll-free at 800-228-0550. Or you can always text Todd, of course. Todd, you're out there at the ready with your phone, 701-226-8503. You know, I look at this day in history, Todd, and you know what happened? virtually nothing. Virtually nothing. Usually I have a whole list of different things that happen.
Absolutely nothing. It's the whole vacuum.
I won't say absolutely, but virtually anyway, because I look back and not a lot happened. One a notable birth, Helen Keller. 1880 was born on this day, died in 1968. So there's something to talk about.
It's because the deck was obviously quite stacked against her, and ended up making quite a difference in life.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
You think you're having a bad day? Try being her, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And please do not whip out the Helen Keller jokes because we don't need to start on that topic.
Oh, I've got thousands, but
sadly, we don't want to start down that road. Don't do it here. Oh my gosh! And here begins the Helen Keller jokes.
You opened that door.
I'm sorry. I should not have opened the door. Speaking of notable personalities who are the butt of many jokes, 1930, Ross Perot, or shall I say H. Ross Perot, was born.
You
remember Ross Perot?
I forgot about that.
And that Hubert? I don't know. I should have looked that up. I don't know what the H. What did the H stand for in H. Ross Perot? Callers, welcome. I don't know for sure. I can look that up during the break. But H. Ross Perot, and he was the subject of many jokes throughout. Well,
Henry.
And very self-deprecating as well. I remember him answering a question. I'm all ears. Do you remember that during a debate? Someone was. I think H.W. Bush was talking. He says, "I'm all
Henry
ears."
Henry Ross Perot.
Henry. There we go. All right.
You thought it was Hillary. I know you.
Hillary, yes, right. 1930, which makes him 87 years old now, and that's, I think he's still kicking so far as I can tell. There's no listing of the death for Ross
Perot. Hillary would explain why he went by Ross and not, you know.
I suppose that would.
Hillary.
Wouldn't it? Oh, my. And he could also claim he was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, the first person to conquer Mount Everest, a mere four years after Hillary was born.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's incredible we name people after people before they're even born.
Something. So someone saw great promise in Sir Edmund Hillary, apparently, and decided to preemptively name their daughter after him. She would go on to greatness also.
Some people are ahead of their time. I mean, it's just that's the way life works, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Another notable death on this date in history, and I bet you, Todd, can't tell me how he died. 1844, Joseph Smith Jr., founder of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church. How did he die?
Wow, I cannot tell you that.
Well, I didn't know this either, but it was very interesting reading the story. He was actually shot repeatedly by an angry mob as he tried to abscond out the window of a jail in which he was imprisoned for perjury and polygamy.
Ah.
So, that's
Joseph. I was going to go. As soon as you said shot by a group, I thought, well, what a group of people whom he decided to seal their wives away so he could have multiple wives. And then you mentioned polygamy anyway, so I wasn't too far off.
No better way to incite an angry mob.
See, than now
to,
look what you started. How did Helen Keller meet her husband on a blind date?
God.
Thanks,
oh,
Cody.
God.
Appreciate that text. that's
here's awful. One I know you'll appreciate, but I don't appreciate so much because I can. I'll tell you what. I'm probably the only guy on earth that doesn't like, and in fact dislikes the band The Who. Don't like them. Don't like any of their songs.
Why?
Don't like their music.
Who?
I'm a classic rock guy, you know, but I just never got into The Who. But I can't, death on this day in 2002, 15 years ago, John Entwistle. And I know you. I knew you'd know who that was, and I figured you'd probably be a Who fan, being a classic rock guy. Most people, and I admit, I'm in the minority, just never was into The Who. At the ready. There's that bass.
Jack wasn't old, but he wasn't bad.
So you're not Happy Jack, then, are you?
I guess probably not
the song you were expecting me to pull up, by the way.
That was not the song I was expecting. I expected to hear a big scream.
You used this in their TV advertising when they first brought the vehicle out?
So they rode on his head in the...
Gosh, I can't tell you.
When the Hummer H2s were first coming out.
No kidding, huh?
And some middle-aged guy driving it, and he's like a kid again. He's Happy Jack.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Well, if you had to pick a Who song, I prefer that to some of their more mainstream music. And they do have a couple of songs that I got to admit are fairly good. But a lot of the mainstream stuff, it just doesn't do it for me. I got to say, it just doesn't do it for me. See, that's what I expected to hear from you.
See, and I don't like to do what's expected.
It's a good policy, and I appreciate that about you.
I was a terrible child of my parents and probably a terrible husband. I'm sure my ex-wife would be glad to tell you that.
This is a good tune, Todd. This is a very good tune.
Hey, Manny's weighing
in. Texter says,
good tune.
Blind and Mormon jokes in the first segment. Keep rolling.
I'm not sure how to take that. Was that sarcasm, criticism?
How did Helen Keller know she was such a bad driver? Because she's a woman? Oh, come on now, you guys. That's horrendous.
That's not even funny. I can't laugh at such crap.
What do you call Stevie Wonder and Helen Keller playing tennis? Eternal love. Trandum, you bring the triple A list of people, but then you bring that.
It's not my doing. We got to go to break. We've got a caller holding. We're going to get to Chris in Watford City right after the break. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Springs Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they're just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance. From fill to just keeping it clean, it's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
My pillow gets stolen by my wife one more time. Maybe I will take the My Pet pillow. They all seem to like it. My what pillow? My pet pillow. They make a pillow. I mean, you can get a dog bed anywhere, and half the time they kind of ignore it. We've gotten a large My Pillow. I've got three cats, two dogs, and they do get territorial. If any one of the five is on it, the other four are not allowed on it. by their doing, not our doing. So I guess I need to get four more of those so they each have one. So, I mean, and you can, the old adage goes, you can trust a dog who doesn't like a person, right? And so you can trust your pet to like the My Pet Pillow. All five of mine do. Not to mention the fact that My Pillow, the original human pillow, if you're going to call it My Human Pillow now, makes a great gift for, you got somebody going off to college. They really need to get that good night's sleep, right? An important part, even if they do stay up entirely too late and are their own worst enemy when it comes to getting that good night's sleep. It makes a great gift. Graduation, birthday, wedding gift. Nobody ever gives anybody pillows, but yet My Pillow makes a perfect wedding gift because now you're giving the best. By the way, if you get Mike's 4-pack special, you get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping and orders over $100. In fact, up to 50% off anything on MyPillow.com, be it pet, be it you, be it the MyPillow mattress. For anyone, there's a whole ton of stuff on there. Use the promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Don't use my name. It's not going to get you anything. Or you can call 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, up to 50% off anything on MyPillow.com. 22 after the hour. Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Henin, the man who brings the best of the best in guests, but then evens it all out with his humor. Here, and brings the worst out in me. See, everybody's loving the eternal love joke. The tennis game between Stevie Wonder and Helen Keller, eternal love. I'm getting so many texts about that, 701-226-8503. But if you are not a big fan of the Helen Keller things, blame John Trandum.
Right on.
That name had not popped into my head all morning until you brought it up. So.
Oh, my. Well, Helen Keller, born on this day in 1880. So this is an unlikely and off kind of left-handed tribute, I suppose you'd call it.
And the candles still haven't been blown out, right?
I put just, oh, geez, Todd. Proud to be broadcasting from Fargo, North Dakota. Welcome to the show. Glad I'm not in Minnesota because it appears, based on the Inforum website and headlines, Todd, I'm looking at, that virtually everyone in Minnesota has been shot. Holy cow, it's just one after the next. Man, I don't mean to make light of it, but there was a shooting in Norman County. There was a police officer shooting in Glendon, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Over his head.
I don't know.
The driver, he pulled over a driver, a routine traffic stop, but even that driver said, yeah, somebody shot.
Oh, man. So, anyway, well, we wish the best to the victims and their families, certainly. But we need to get to the phones. We've got Chris from Watford City holding on.
Hey!
Who has a comment about one of our openers here with Joseph Smith Jr. Chris, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, guys. I appreciate the memorial of Joseph Smith, but one of the things you said was a little bit off. And by the way,
okay.
I love the show. And the humor doesn't bother me. It's just being Mormon, understanding the jail cell was a room upstairs in the jail, and he had just witnessed his brother get shot by the mob at the door in
right.
the room. He got shot.
I did read that part, too.
Another man,
sorry.
Yeah, another man in the room got shot four times. Then Joseph, they'd actually given him a gun. Maybe the mob felt better about themselves.
Wow.
But after putting the gun through the door to try and stop the mob coming up the stairs and watching his brother die and his friend get shot four times, he did jump to the window and was hit four times himself, I think. And then when he was on the ground, they tried to shoot him some more. There was a whole lot of hate going on that day. And,
boy, it sure sounds like it.
For people that are descended from polygamists, like my wife and a lot of my friends, it's a scary topic. I mean, no matter who you are, because I mean, if you go back far enough, like Mary, the mother of Jesus, her family goes back because they were polygamists through David and others. So the polygamy thing is a scary subject, and usually we laugh at things that scare us. But in this case, Joseph Smith is a pretty controversial historical figure, to be fair to all people that don't agree with him. But I just wanted to add a little bit of balance there. It wasn't the best room to be in at the time he was trying to escape.
Boy, I can't agree with you more, Chris. And I appreciate the clarification.
Keep laughing and having fun. It is a good day today. So, thank you.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I'm glad you're out there listening, Chris.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks to Chris for clarifying a little bit. And to be fair, I did take that story from Wikipedia, so I can't say that all my facts are straight on it.
If it's on Wikipedia, it has to be true.
It appears as though
and it had to do with a global warming position, and I forget the scientist's name or whatever, but somebody kept changing a Wikipedia entry, and the person who was the assistant to that scientist would keep changing it back, and then somebody would change it again right away to a position contrary to the scientist's position. And I forget the exact. I wish I could come up with the detail a little bit better for you. But I mean, how weird is that, that you can go in and, you know, we could put in John Trandum hates Helen Keller jokes. Somebody could change it to John Trandum likes, just to grab an example out of thin air. I'm not saying this is reflective of you overall. John Trandum likes Helen Keller jokes. And then somebody else could, you know, you could change it to no, he hates him. And then somebody else could say, well, no, that's not true. It's Wikipedia. And we can all change it is the point.
It's really a sign of the times where where one of our go-to sources for information is an encyclopedia that anyone can edit.
Exactly.
I think that gives us some insight as to where we are as a people right now, in general, is that everything is treated as subjective. There is no more objectivity. There is no more truth. And that's one of the unfortunate things about politics and the state of our country right now, is that people don't believe in truth. This is my truth, and what's true to you may not be true to me. We've got one more call. I'm running out of time before the break, but I want to get to Barbara before we move to break, because we'll be going live with Walter E. Williams after the break. So Barbara in Bismarck, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning, Barbara?
They are talking about two schools. Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, I thought I heard. What I'm asking or wondering is, when they say the schools are crowded or else there's not enough in a school and want to close these two schools, why don't they bus some of the kids into these two schools where they're a little, you know, crowded, and leave them open instead of bus these few kids into schools where they're more crowded?
Barbara's talking about the situation. Bismarck School Board met last night. We can go into that a little bit more here as we're just up against the break here. But maybe after Walter E. Williams, we can delve into that just a little bit. Great question, Barbara. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Barbara. We'll be right back on What's On Your Mind with Walter E. Williams.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta. Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. 5 locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of 5 and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats in days, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our Hot Spring Spa.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Brought to you far by PetroServe USA, customer-owned, people just like you. Provides superb customer service, clean, bright stores. Next time you get gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or car wash, choose PetroServe USA. They can help start your day with a hot stuff breakfast burrito, Lewis and Clark coffee. And when you get toward lunchtime, the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches, $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, two for a dollar. Jack's Links, 2-ounce Speed Six for $1.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents a piece. Red Bull, 12-ounce Cancer, two for $5. The Nestea 23-ounce bottles, 89 cents each. Reese's Cookie Crunch Cookie Cups. The Reese's Crunch Cups start at 59 cents for the standard or $1.09 for the king size. There's lots more. PetroServe USA. I'm Todd Mitchell and for Scott Hennon, John Trandum.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Appreciate the opportunity to do this, and I particularly appreciate the opportunity to bring you guests that can share insights that are going to be of value to you. And the next guest we have is a sterling example of that. Dr. Walter E. Williams is a professor of economics at George Mason University. He's appeared with us many times in the past on the show, and I wanted to bring him back to talk a little bit about education, because he's got a lot of insightful and important comments on education. So with that, I'll welcome to the What's on Your Mind show and audience, Dr. Walter E. Williams. Welcome, doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. Looking at your book, American Contempt for Liberty, in the acknowledgments, you say, I often tell people that I am happy I received virtually all of my education before it became fashionable for white people to like black people and before teachers cared about students' self-esteem. Where were you going with that thought, Dr. Williams?
First I should tell listeners that I am in my 82nd year of life. And so what it means is that I went to school at a time when let's say a high school diploma was indeed a credible document. That is, anybody having a high school diploma, receiving a high school diploma in the early 1950s, he could read, write, and compute. But today, high school diplomas are just given for, I think instead of giving high school diplomas to many youngsters today, they should just give them a certificate of attendance. Because
a participation prize of sorts.
Right. Because many kids get a fraudulent diploma. And some of this is seen at the college level. It turns out that nationally, almost 50% of incoming freshmen at colleges require remedial English and remedial math and remedial writing. So what does that say? Well, it says, it suggests that the high school diploma that they received, that attests that they can read and write at the 12th grade level, was indeed fraudulent. And this gives rise to my second opinion about that, and that is, I believe that roughly 40 to 50% of people, of students who are in college, don't belong there. They should go somewhere else. That is, you know, a college is not for everybody. And matter of fact, it's often a mistake because a young person graduating from high school and going to becoming an apprentice in the heating and air conditioning industry, he's going to make more at the end of 1 or 2 years than another student going to college and getting a BA in journalism or sociology will make in 2 or 3 years.
Hard to argue with that logic, and that brings us to a point that I wished to make. We had a discussion last week on this topic, and a local college president was on the air on another show on this network and said, and have a listen to this quote, and I'd like to hear what you think of it. He had said, and I'm quoting, "To be a contributing member of society, one must have at least an associate's degree and a high school diploma relegates him to a ward of the state." But what do you think about those comments coming from a college president, Dr. Williams?
Well, first, he's promoting his own agenda. That is, he wants, you know, college presidents, they benefit from higher enrollments and just warm bodies. They get money from students, parents, and state and the federal government as a function of their enrollment. But I think it's absolutely, in one sense, he's correct that a high school diploma just does not mean that much for many people today. And to get what was equivalent of a high school diploma, let's say in 1950 or 1940, at one time I think I saw a Wall Street Journal article that if you got a high school diploma in 1945, it was equal to a bachelor's degree in 1970.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. It's pretty bad.
Well, and what you're saying tells me is that the problem is not with hustling more people into college. The problem begins in high school. And we're not serving our youth in high school by giving them an appropriate and an adequate education. Am I correct?
That is absolutely right. And now the education that white students get is nothing to write home about, but the education that black students get is a disaster. Just one example from this year, in Baltimore, Maryland, and predominantly black schools in Baltimore, Maryland, in seven of the high schools, not a single student took the test, the Maryland State test when you're 12th grade. Not a single student scored proficient. That is, you can get a 5, which is highest, 4, 3, 2, 1. Not a single student got 4, and most of the students got either 1 or 2, the very bottom, below basic. And on top of that, I just looked at one school, Frederick Douglass High School, and here's a school where not a single student scoring proficient, but this year, in June, mid-June, they had graduation exercises. That is, these students who could not score proficient on a state test were graduating. And by the way, the questions on the state test are really ninth. You would expect your ninth or tenth grader to know them, to be able to answer.
And these students are graduating, not able to answer them.
That's right, and it's really worse than that. It turns out that according to the National Assessment of Education Progress, run by the Department of Education, a black high school graduate, he has the reading, writing, math, and science skill of the average white 7th or 8th grader. Now, Now, what that does, this fraudulent education, what that does, that contributes to all kinds of problems. That is, for example, during the riots in Ferguson, Missouri, one of the complaints was that there were not enough black people on the police force. Well, to get on the police force, you have to pass a civil service exam. And so these students getting a fraudulent education, they can't pass a civil service exam. And when you find very few black people on the police force, that what the people are saying about Ferguson is that's a reflective of racial discrimination, when that's the last thing is reflective of.
It sounds like it. And incidentally, I was looking at this day in history, 1979. On this day, the Supreme Court ruled that employers can use quotas to, quote unquote, help minorities. Are these quotas helping minorities?
Well, it doesn't seem like it's not much evidence that they're indeed helping. And this is one of the reasons why I said that I am glad that I received all my education before it became fashionable for white people to like black people and for people to care about self-esteem. That is, when I earned a C in either high school or college, it was an honest to God C that I earned. When I earned A, it was an honest to God A. That is, these people, they did not give a damn about my self-esteem.
As it should be. Fred in Jamestown is holding on the line for Dr. Williams. Fred, thank you for calling in. We've got a couple of minutes here before the break. What's on your mind this morning, Fred?
I couldn't agree more with what Dr. Williams has said. And if anything, it's probably worse than what he's saying. And I'm in public education as a school administrator for 38 years. And this is in North Dakota. There's been a huge deterioration just in North Dakota. And everything he said is definitely true. But the question I have for him is, one way to get out of this mess, does he think one way to get out of this mess might be more competition? In other words, making it easier for Catholic schools, private schools, Christian schools, charter schools to be out there to create some competition with the public schools. And would that be beneficial? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Fred. Well, we've got about a minute before a break, and we can continue on the other side. But go ahead with your comments, Dr.
Williams. I think the call is absolutely correct. That is, competition always leads to a superior product. I don't care whether it's education or whether it's shoes. But, however, what we've seen has been massive consolidation, monopolization of public education. For just one statistic, in 1950, there were 52,000 school districts in the United States. Today, there are roughly 12 or 13,000 school districts. So there's been massive consolidation of school districts. And the call is absolutely right. That is, if we had vouchers or tuition tax credit systems that would enable competition, I think that we'd get a very superior product.
Well, and it seems as though we often see those in the education establishment opposed to that on the ground that it's defunding their public education. Well, if the dollars are being redirected and utilized more effectively in another area of education, how does that take away from them?
Well, everybody likes a monopoly in what they sell and competition in what they buy. That is, if you have a monopoly in what you sell, you're selling education, you can charge higher prices and you have lower accountability standards. But when there's competition in what you buy, you get lower prices and higher quality.
Truer words. We're going to have to move to a break, but we'll be back with Dr. Walter E. Williams. Call locally 701-258-0550 or toll free is 800-228-0550. You can also post your questions on Facebook on Scott Hannon's page or text Todd at 701-226-8503. And we'll be right back on What's on Your Mind with Dr. Walter E. Williams.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How did the Dakota Access protests get as big as they did? That question from Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media.
how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did. But these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization. Here's a few opportunities for you. Polar Service Center, Kildare, North Dakota, looking for a certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack, diesel mechanic. The Polar Service Center, Williston, North Dakota, looking for a certified welder. Tanker trailer experience required. Competitive pay, superior benefits. Medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account. Pay dependent on experience and ability. Maria can tell you more. Polar Service Center, 612-214-8781. Her name is Maria, 612-214-8781. Polar Service Center. 10 before the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell, and for Scott Hennon on What's Your Mind Today, Mr. John Trandum.
Hey, good morning, and we're back. Pushing back the frontiers of ignorance, and that's his line, with Dr. Walter E. Williams this morning. Professor Bertrand Russell suggested that men are born ignorant, not stupid. They are made stupid by education. One of many jewels of insight found in Dr. Walter Williams' book, American Contempt for Liberty. And with that, welcome back to the What's on Your Mind microphone, Dr. Williams. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, yes, yes. And by the way, I was listening to your advertisement. I was thinking about my first time in the Dakotas, and the speed limit was, the speed limit sign said reasonable and proper.
Now, there's something we can live with, isn't it?
Right.
You know what it says right now? It's not reasonable and proper. I could tell you that. So next time you travel here, you drive the Lexus out to North Dakota. Make sure you watch the speed limit, or you may have an interaction with one of our state's best. Although we do have among the lowest speeding penalty prices in the nation, I believe. So you may have a $15 or $20 ticket. So it's not so bad.
Okay, good. That's good.
I was reading.
70s, and then came the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, which was completely unreasonable. So we kind of swung to the other side of the pendulum on that one.
We were talking about education and entertained a caller before the break. Now, I was looking at one of your articles, Sheer Lunacy on Campus, Dr. Williams, and among the statements that you made were, today's academic climate might be described as a mixture of infantilism, if I said that, infantilism, I don't know which it is, kindergarten, and totalitarianism. The radicals, graft dodgers, and hippies of the 1960s, who are now college administrators and professors, are responsible for today's academic climate. Is it really that bad?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's and if you look at I'm writing a column that'll come out next week. It's talking about professors using foul language, professors and administrators yielding to student demands, such as black students demanded segregated housing, and for there to be Spanish, Mexican American graduation, black graduations, and white graduations, and they have utter contempt for the ideas of free speech, and you see that through the violence at Berkeley when I think Milo wanted to give a talk, or Ann Coulter wanted to give a talk, and violence at many colleges when a conservative speaker comes on campus, and it's so bad. It's not necessarily conservatives that they're hitting. It's that, you know, comedians, many comedians don't go to campus anymore because the people are so politically correct that the comedians can't have any fun. Their acts are held to be offensive, and they have things like safe space. And after the Trump won the election, many colleges had therapy dogs and rooms with bubbles and Play-Doh and serving hot chocolate and comic books and kitties and stuff like that. These are students there that are 18 or 24 year olds. Matter of fact, I wrote in a column that I wonder whether the military on our aircraft carriers, whether they provide the same facilities for the young men and women on the aircraft carriers. I would hope not.
I would hope not as well. Dan from Fargo on the line with a question for Dr. Williams. We're running short on time, so I want to get to Dan. Dan, what's your question? What's on your mind this morning?
Dr. Williams, there's a lot of hidden stuff like an iceberg behind public education financing, too. As bad as the results are, we have to remember that extending Social Security coverage to school district employees has added greatly to the expense because the districts don't have a source of business income. They only can tax to pay the matching Social Security.
Well, you're absolutely right. And then another thing that most Americans do not know at all is in Philadelphia. I live in that area in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, and I went to school in the Philadelphia schools. The Philadelphia schools hire 400 school policemen. 400 school policemen to keep down the violence. And when I was in high school, when I was in school, the only time we saw a policeman in school was during an assembly period, and we had to listen to a boring lecture on safety by Officer Friendly. But this is true. You know, teachers are being knocked out. Teachers are being murdered. Teachers are being beat up and intimidated, cursed at, and all kinds of things going on in many, many public schools. The average American would not tolerate this, but in some of our big city, inner city areas, predominantly black schools, this is, you know, the daily fare.
Yeah, and we shouldn't tolerate it either. Dr. Walter Williams has been with us. Thank you so much for your time today. We've just run out, but we're sure to do it again.
Okay, thanks, Les. Bye.
You betcha. And we'll be right back with Steve Forbes on What's On Your Mind.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.